Yes. So the title of today's sermon is what? Faith in His name. Whose name are we talking about? The name of Jesus. That's the name above every other name. Let's start from let's read Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. Yes, let's have it one or two versions. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. Yes, any youth in the house? Any youth that's ready? Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. Proverbs 18, verse 10. Yes, you got to have your Bible. Yes, go for it. Yes?
The name of the Lord is a strong fortress. The godly run to him and are safe.
The name of the Lord is a strong what? Fortress. What is a fortress? It's a wall of defense. Am I right? Yeah. If you can give me something better, that I'm happy to take it. It's a wall of defense. Yeah. And the godly run into it and I say, but you know, that's not the best version I need for that verse today. Maybe next week, but not today. Yes. There's another version. Yeah. Yes, King James. Sometimes it's good to fall back to King James. We love you, King James, and say, yeah, go
the
for it.
The name of the Lord is a strong tower.
Is a strong tower.
The righteous runneth into it.
Who runs into it?
The righteous.
The righteous run into it. Then what happens to them?
And he's saved.
They are saved. I want to tell you something about that verse today, deeper than you know. Because there are many dimensions of revelation. Revelation is just not one dimension. You may read something, understand it. And as you read again, the Holy Spirit will show you something more. Because the person who wrote it, which is the Holy Spirit, yeah, is limitless. It's limitless. That's why the word of God can apply to you one way today. The same word applied to you another way the next time. Because that word is infinite. It's infinite in its understanding. It's infinite in its power. Amen. The question is this. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run him. Who is the righteous? Yes, I need the question. Who is a righteous man? I know it's you. Well, who is a righteous man? Define it. And I'm not Mr. O. Yeah, so define who is a righteous man.
A righteous man is...
Because that's the qualification, isn't it? Yes, who is a righteous man?
A righteous person is anybody who received Jesus Christ in his heart and is saved.
Yes, it doesn't really get too much better than that. That's right, yes. But who can improve on that? It's correct. It's absolutely correct. As we want to apply that definition now to this scripture, who is a righteous man? What do I need to do to operate this scripture? That's absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. I don't know what happened there. But I want to break it down. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm breaking it down to apply to this statement. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run here. What makes me righteous? Yes, is to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Yeah, in the basic definition, but we can go more basic than that. So you know the answer to that question is what I did to get to that accepting Jesus. Yes, I saw some hands. Yes, be bold.
So. To be righteous, you have to believe in the name of the Lord.
To be righteous, what do you have to do?
Believe.
This is I'm not going further than that. Open your Bible to Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Please say what you said again. To be righteous, what?
To believe in the name of the Lord.
You have to believe in the name of the Lord. That's it. Hallelujah. To be righteous, you have to believe in the name of the Lord. If you don't believe in the name of the Lord, in your time of need, it will not help you. I know you come to church, I know you are born again. But I say in your time of need, if you don't believe in that name, it will not deliver what you wanted to deliver. What makes you righteous is your believing. Hello? It is not your good works that make you righteous. Your good works are the product of your righteousness. Hallelujah? Hallelujah? If you are righteous, you will produce what? Good works. You know why? Because you're on the Lord's side. Say, just say, I'm on the Lord's side. The reason why I do good works. Come on. The reason why I do good works. It's because I'm on the Lord's side. Does it make sense? You can't walk with God and not do good works. If you're not doing good works, you're not walking with God. Praise the Lord. Because God is righteous. Hallelujah. One day I just said that, I just realized it. There is no good righteousness without God. Hallelujah. All your good works like filthy rags. Without God, He is the righteous one. But when I walk with Him, what do I produce? This is why he said, be holy, for I am. He's not telling you that you should leave Him and go and try your best to be holy. You will fail. In fact, actually, it's better you failed. Because if you are doing good things, you will enter into self-righteousness. You think you're okay and you're not okay. It's the worst thing. You know, if you're doing the wrong thing, yeah? And you know you're doing the wrong thing, you're still in a better state. Jesus said something. He said, I have a problem. That's his church in Laodicea. He said, I have a problem with you. He said, because you are lukewarm. He said, I would rather you are hot or cold. When you read that, you don't understand. How can Jesus say he's happy for them to be hot or? We understand hot, but why cold? Even if you are cold, you know you are cold. If you are doing evil, and you know you are doing evil, but if you are doing good, but it's having evil effect, you think you are doing good. It's called self-righteousness. Self-righteousness is more dangerous, yeah, than sin. Because it's sinful anyway, but you don't know. Do you understand? When you know that, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. Do you get it? But when you don't know, you think you are good. Do you understand? God is righteous. To walk in righteousness, I just need to follow God. Amen? Every turn is righteousness. Anything God tells me to do, what is this? Righteousness. He said, God, I don't know how to be righteous. Just follow me. Believe me and follow me. Praise the Lord. I just want to explain to you that righteousness is to believe in the name of the Lord. When you believe, you will follow. That's the proof of believing. When you truly believe something, what will you do? You follow. He said, I want to hold a party in my house this afternoon. And you're hungry. And there's no food at all. If you truly believe me, what will you do? Even if there's no space in my car, where will you enter? My boot. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Please, somebody read Romans 10:9. I just want to explain that so that we now begin to enter the name. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. I love this scripture so much. Yes, where are my traditional people? Okay, yes, please. Please, party to me, I did. Romans 10:9-10. Please read it. Please follow your Bible. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it. And they are what? They are saved. Come on, please.
If you confess that Jesus is Lord and believe that God is God raised him from death, you will be saved.
Yes. Continue.
For it is by your faith that we are put right with God.
Listen to that.
It is by your confession that we are saved.
Okay. Thank you. I will emphasize what I was saying. Listen to that. It is by your faith. That's not my best way to say it. It is by believing. Can you repeat after me? Say, it's by believing that you are made right with God. Can we say that again? Say it's by believing that I am made right with God. I want to break it down very well. I want you to get it very simply. Don't just think about being born again. Any situation you are in your life, the moment you believe God, you are on God's right side concerning that situation. Amen? It doesn't matter. You might have gone for a diagnosis and they told you, this is it. Can never happen in a million years. You've seen the result. They rubber stamped it. Then you were praying. God spoke to you. Hallelujah. The moment you believe God about that situation, as far as that situation is concerned, you're on the right side of God. Amen. Hallelujah. When you believe God, that's righteousness. That's about what someone said, oh, but what about the things you do? Of course. Believing is the first step. You see, when you truly believe, you will obey. When you truly believe, you will follow. Hallelujah. When you truly believe, you will what? You will follow. Hallelujah. So when you read that scripture, it said, the righteous run into it. What did they run into? Can you say that again, please? What did they run into?
Power.
Okay, any other person? What did the righteous run into? Proverbs 18:10. Read, look at it in your Bible. It's a good answer. It's not perfect. What did the righteous run into? It's the tower, I agree. What else did they run into?
They run into to be saved.
To be saved? Thank you. That's the benefit. What did they run into? What did they run into?
To the name of the Lord.
Everyone, put your hands together for that sister there. You're all correct. It's the tower. It's a fortress. It's to be saved. But they run what? They run into the name. That's how I like to say it. When you're in trouble, run into the name. What did the righteous do? They run into the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. How do you run into the name of the Lord? Yes. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. Oh, Romans 10, 10. How do you run into the name of the Lord? You see now, that for the name of the Lord to save you, you have to run into it. Can you see that? Yes, is it for the name of the Lord?
Name of the Lord.
To work for me in my situation. I must learn to run in. Into the name. How do you run into the name?
I think the part where it says with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So you confess, you call upon the name of the Lord to rescue you from that situation. That's how you run into it.
Hallelujah. You're confusing me now. Which of them?
No, I said you
choose
believe,
one.
You've answered the belief.
Yes.
Part. I said so to run into it,
yes.
You have to actually.
You confess, yeah. Because later you say call upon. Because sometimes there are two different things. That's why you choose. Sometimes there can be a difference between confessing the name of the Lord and calling upon the name of the Lord. Many of us we are used to the responsive mode where it's just God, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. Most of the time we are not believing. We're just begging. Hallelujah. God did not save you to become a beggar. Amen. He said you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, God's own special people to show forth his praises. Hallelujah. You're not a generation of beggars. Hallelujah. We're a generation of sons and daughters. Hallelujah. Say, I'm a son. Say, because I believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I have become a son of God. That's how God likes to relate with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't go into the presence of God and announce yourself as a sinner. You just told him that you're not his son. Hallelujah. Confess your sins. You should confess your sins. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be the neatest cat in the house, but your feet still get dirty. Hallelujah. The neatest cat, they still lick their body to remove that. Does it make sense? Yeah? But you're a cat. You're not a pig. Praise the Lord. You're not a pig. You're a cat. You're in the house. Hallelujah. You're a child of God. You're a son of God. You commit righteousness. I do not delight in committing sin. But I delight in what? Committing righteousness. Because that's who I am. Hallelujah. Of course, when I commit sin, I confess it. I don't wait till tomorrow. Because I'm not a pig. I'm a cat. Oh, you think, by the way, it's not as if I like cats. But you know, Jesus Christ himself is a cat. Ah, what is pastor saying now? Okay, hallelujah. He says he's the lion of the tribe of what? Of Judah. Hallelujah. Do you know that? Hallelujah. He's a big cat. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm not a pig. I'm not a dog. I'm a cat. Hallelujah. I commit what? Righteousness. So you say, I commit righteousness. Say, I walk with God. and I commit righteousness. Hallelujah. When sin shows up, you will find me quickly repenting. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that whoever confesses and forsakes his sin will have mercy. I love that. Hallelujah. Because when you have confessed your sin and you have forsaken it, expect mercy. Amen. Don't give the devil reasons why he has to oppress you now. Except your repentance is not genuine. If your repentance is genuine, what are you under now? Judgment or mercy? Mercy. If your repentance is not genuine, you are still under judgment. Now, if you are under mercy, even if you see signs of judgment, don't confess judgment. Hallelujah. Say, I'm under mercy. That's what you used to say. Not just now, but in that situation. But you don't say it. So the situation is happening. I think I'm dying. Don't think you are dying. Don't say you are dying. Say, I refuse to die in the name of Jesus Christ. You are invoking the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You run into that name, like brother said there, by confessing it. You invoke it in your time of need. You went to the hospital, they gave you a report. You got a report, that person said, things are deteriorating. You come out. I say, in the name of Jesus, I am not deteriorating. I refuse to deteriorate. Now, you are not denying the report. You are just invoking a greater power. Hallelujah. You are not denying the report. Yeah, what are you doing? Hallelujah. Someone came to me and said, you know, your shoes are getting old. Nobody came to me. I'm just preaching. Yeah? That's just a fact. It's not the eternal truth. You know why? It's a matter of money. It's a matter of what? If the right money comes in, the next day you can see me donning the latest shoe. Isn't it? Hallelujah. So why do I have to live my life and let that fact dominate me? Is that your church? I said, yes, new shoes are coming in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't know where they will come from. Open your Bible to Romans chapter 10. Let me show you something that you read it, but I read it many times. I don't think I understood it until I read it from one of the versions. I think it was Message Bible I read it. I don't like Message Bible, by the way, because I feel it over diluted. But in that particular verse, it just showed me some light. I'm not reading it that part today, but I will explain it to you. Romans 10. Let's read verse 5-8. Yes, Romans 10, 5-8. We're talking about faith in the name. Someone who has not read today, Romans chapter 10, verse 5-8. Isaiah or Agnes. Okay, get ready for next time. Romans 10, 5-8. Okay, don't give us in Amplified. No, give us in New King James or King James. Don't worry, I have somewhere you'll read for me and amplify it later. But this one, King James or New King James, Romans 10, 5-8. We can't hear you. Can you put it on?
Sorry. For Moses writes that the law's ways of making a person right with God requires obedience to all of his command. But faith's ways of getting right with God says...
Now, listen to our faith's way. Remember, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and are saved. Now, look at how faith works. In the law, he's saying that, look, you have a lot of things to do. Go on, please.
Don't say in your heart.
Don't say in your heart.
Who will go up in heaven to bring Christ down to earth?
Can you stop there? You know, sometimes you are thinking too much and rationalizing too much. You look at the situation. You see, how will it happen? Who will go up to heaven now? You see, this is what has happened now. Yeah? Who will go up to heaven now to bring Christ down? We know if Christ comes, that there will be a solution. Hallelujah. There's no car. And I don't have money to buy a car now. You are thinking, you are rationalizing it. You are thinking of how it can happen, how it can work. You understand? You know? Oh, will I need a surgery now or not? Oh, who is going to help me now? You are rationalizing it, yeah, with your human mind. Who will do it? You are thinking about it on a human level. You got the report. You are thinking about it. So you now go back and search. What's the probability that based on this result I could ever make it? You understand? You are calculating it. But Bible says faith does not work like that. Faith does not start calculating or rationalizing. Hallelujah. Because faith is based on a higher power. Hallelujah. The facts may not add up. Nobody's denying the fact. Do you understand what I'm saying? Nobody's denying the fact. When you look at the fact, you may like, oh, you know, 10 years I'm still in this. Oh. Hallelujah. But not with faith. Please continue reading. He says, so faith, when faith is working, say, don't say in your heart, who will go to heaven and make Christ down. Continue.
And don't say, who will go down to the place of the dead to bring Christ back to live again.
Yes.
And
so they're just different versions. Hallelujah. But what does it say? Continue.
In fact, it says.
This is how faith works. Continue.
The message is very close at hand.
The word is near you. So that's what King James says. He said the word is near you. Where is the word? If you want the word to be near you, where do you need to put it? Under your pillow?
No.
If you are putting your Bible under your pillow, you are just... I don't know how it feels. Does it feel good to have a book under your pillow? If you mistakenly bang your head, why? You just bang it. Hoy. Bible under your pillow has no meaning spiritually. Okay. Hallelujah. It's just a book under your pillow. Hallelujah. If you like, buy 1 million Bibles. You know, sometimes you watch some movies and someone is pointing Bible and say, I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. It's just gesticulation. It's not the Bible rebuking the Satan. Amen? That's not where the power is. Where is the power of the word? When it is near you. Where? Continue.
It is on your lips.
Even where?
In your heart.
No, read the first one.
It is on your lips.
Are you talking about lipstick there?
No.
You know, sometimes you feel like if your lipstick is very good, your prayers will be answered. Hallelujah. It doesn't depend on your lipstick. Please talk to someone, smile like they say, it doesn't depend on the color of your lipstick or whether you have none. Hallelujah. Some people feel more spiritual because they don't put on lipstick. And some feel more spiritual. You know, if you go to CAC, they will feel more spiritual when they don't put on lipstick. But if you now move from CAC to Christ Embassy, they will feel more, the person that has the best lipstick is the most spiritual. Hallelujah. That is not how the faith works. He said the word is where? It's near you. How do I make the word of God to be near me? It must be where? On my lips and in my heart. Hallelujah. That's how the word will work for you. The word of God starts working for you when it's where? On your lips and in your heart. Let's take it further. How does the name of the Lord become a strong tower for you? Now I know you are very intelligent in this church. Using the same principles, this way. Based on the same principle, how does the name of the Lord become a strong tower for you? Remember the principle, the word is near you.
By meditating and confessing the word.
Hallelujah. Amen. For the name of just to work for you, keep it near you. Hello? Run into it. For the name of the Lord to work for you. Keep it where? Near you. Hallelujah. Keep it near you. Hallelujah. Deploy it. Let it be on your lip and in your heart. Hallelujah. Amen. The moment that challenge shows up, begin to attack it with the name. What do you attack it with? Sometimes I wish I can remind myself more that I need to spend less time attacking people and spend more time, attacking situations with the name. I need to remind, I don't know about you, I just need to remind myself, many times in the flesh, you are looking at the person. The problem is bigger than the person. Hallelujah. Let me tell you why the problem is bigger than the person. At least half the time, people don't know what they are doing. You know when they crucified Jesus? What did he say on the cross? He said, Father, forgive them. Why? Do you think he was lying? Now you think you're wiser. Now you want to be anti-Semitic. You're just being foolish. They didn't know what they were doing. Amen? The Jews crucified Jesus. The Jews betrayed Jesus. They didn't crucify him, by the way. It was the Gentiles that crucified him. We're all guilty. The Jews betrayed him. The Gentiles. Yeah? Those who nailed him to the cross. Who were they? Jews or Gentiles? Yeah. They were all culprit. Praise the Lord. But Jesus says, Father, what? Forgive them. Why? They don't know what they are doing. So who was doing it? Who was the real puppeteer behind the curtain? It's the powers of darkness. Bible says that if the prince of this world has known, they will not have crucified the Lord of glory. Hallelujah. So, what I'm just trying to say is that many times we spend time, fighting flesh and blood. But Bible says we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. What are we wrestling against? And powers. And the rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness. Where? In high places. Keep the name near you. Hallelujah. I'm going to have some part 2 and part 3 of this message because I don't want to rush it. So today we're just crashing the surface. If you're in physical danger, use the name. If someone is trying to assault you in any way, any situation, don't listen. Sometimes things happen to Christians, and then after it happens, we blame God. Like, where was God? Amen. Things happen to people, and then you are asking yourself, why didn't God stop it? And when we go to the kids' church. Hallelujah. Sometimes things happen to you. You just allowed it to happen. And then you say, oh God, well, why? What did the Bible say? Did the Bible tell you to submit yourself to the devil? No. What did he say? He said, submit yourself to God. Then, what do you do? Resist the devil. Hallelujah. Don't make mistake and say, because God is there, some things cannot happen. Hello? You know why? Faith is a cooperation between man and God. The will of God is not always being done on earth. If it was, the world would be a perfect place. Have you heard that already? If the will of God was always being done on this earth, the world will be a perfect place. That time is coming. Hallelujah. When Jesus comes back again and he has eliminated all unrighteousness, the world will be perfect. It will be a paradise. But right now, in this world we are living in, the will of God is not always being done. But I can put it to you that the will of God is not mostly being done. I can even put it to you that even in the life of Christians and believers, the will of God is not, in this day, in this time, the will of God is not mostly being done. That's why he said, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom, you are praying. Are you not praying? So what happened? If you are praying that his kingdom should come, where is his kingdom? It has not fully come. Does it matter? Did you get it? It's still in process. Hallelujah. We're a part of his kingdom. The kingdom is still advancing. We talk about the advancement of the kingdom. That's part of the reason why you're a Christian. You're not just a Christian to make money and spend money and then fight everybody around you. Amen? You're a Christian so that you can be a vessel that God can use to advance His kingdom. Now, let's measure. Can we measure how, when the kingdom of God is advancing? Yes. What are the proof that the kingdom of God is advancing? If the kingdom of God is advancing, what are some evidences? Give me some evidences. If you see something, say, the kingdom of God is advancing. Yes?
More souls are being saved.
Souls will be saved. If the kingdom of God is advancing, sinners will be coming to repentance. Not just in general. If the kingdom of God is advancing in your life, you will find that God is using you to draw men to Him. Ask yourself, in the last 5 years, have you done anybody to Jesus? That's another one way to know that whether the kingdom of God is advancing in your life. Has anybody come to know God better because you came or because you are there? For the last 5 years. Yes? Any other evidence that the kingdom of God is advancing? Yes?
Maybe Holy Spirit manifests the fruits. And
yes, there will be manifestations of the fruit of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit, but let's not make it personal. What does that result to? Give me some tangible example.
Well, then it means the evidence of God's power in people's lives.
Exactly. Victory. Give me one. Just like, you know, there are many.
Else.
You know, there's something like they come forward. You don't want to come? So, who has testimony? Nobody. It's facing that. Who has testimony? Nobody. Finally, you call them. Say, if I was to start with all my testimonies, in fact, we can't finish. And then they end up not telling us anything specific. That's not what we're talking about. Okay, tell us.
Divine health.
Yeah. If the kingdom of God is advancing, people will be getting healed. Amen. Didn't you see Jesus? How do you know Jesus was advancing the kingdom? The Bible says he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Then they say this is the finger of God. Amen. Yes, any other one? One more. If the kingdom of God is advanced, what else will be happening? Yes. Two more. Take two more. Then I'll start running up there.
Challenges and tribulation.
Challenges and?
Tribulation.
That's just half the statement. I know where you're going. But let me tell you, Thank you for that because I want to talk about it. I'm not in that school of theology that says, when the kingdom of God is advancing, there will be challenges and what? Tribulations. It's correct, but we must not stop there. Amen? Amen? He says, it's a school of theology that we stop there and say, that's half the story. But yeah, we should expect it. You know, we should expect it. When the kingdom of God is advancing, there will be challenges. There will be tribulation. But that's not the end of the story. When the kingdom of God is truly advancing, challenges will begin to be overcome. Hallelujah. Problems will begin to be what? Solved. Amen. There will be. It's absolutely right. There will be. It's wrong to preach and say, if you're a Christian, nothing bad can ever happen to you again. And you will never have any challenge again in your life. That's not Bible. But it's also wrong to say that if you're a Christian, you'll be entering from frying pan to fire every day of your life. No, it's not true too. It's not true. Jesus said something. He said, in the world, you will have what? Tribulation. Is that the end of the story? What did he say? Thank you. Sister, tell me. If Jesus has overcome the world, what does that mean in terms of that tribulation eventually?
It means you have overcome.
You will overcome it. Because he has already what? Overcome. And you know, when you overcome your tribulation challenges, God will be glorified. Amen. His name will be exalted. People will say, I rejoice with you. God did it. It could only have been God. Some other people will tell you now, they say, which church are you going to? I want to follow you to church. Because if God could have done this for you, he's a living God. Hallelujah. I said, that your God must be what? A living God. Hallelujah. So when the kingdom of God is moving, yeah? Situations must turn around. Souls must be saved. People's lives must be transformed. Hallelujah. The works of the devil must be destroyed. Hallelujah. Don't tell me you're working with God and you are the one promoting the works of the devil. That's not the kingdom. I said, when the kingdom is moving, yeah, the works of the devil are being what? Destroyed. Say, I'm a vessel in the name of Jesus to destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah. Let me round up on this note for today. We're talking about faith in his name. The name of Jesus belongs to you. It is the name above every other name. I even challenge you, the name of Jesus is greater than the name of God. God did it himself. It pleased him to do it. But I would say that God highly exalted him and gave him the name, yeah, above what? Every other name. That the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. In heaven, on earth, and under the earth. That's the whole of existence. Anything above the earth is heaven. Then we are on earth. Then anything not on earth and not in heaven, where is it? It's below. That's why you know that there are beings below the earth right now. Don't doubt it. It's there. They are there. Praise the Lord. When Christians die, they go up. When sinners die, they go down. Hallelujah. Bible says that, you know, a living dog is better than a dead lion. That's one of the only few places in the Bible that a dog is said to be better than a cat. Can't touch your Bible. The only one of the Bible says a dog is better than a cat. He said a living dog is better than what? A dead lion. You know why? A living dog can repent. Hallelujah. And become a cat. Because if anyone is in Christ, what is he? He changed from dog to cat. Praise the Lord. Take the name of Jesus. Invoke it. Invoke it against your challenges. Invoke it against your problems. Invoke it against your situation. That difficult thing. If it's difficult, you need the name. The proof that you need the name is because it's difficult. Say in the name of Jesus, I will not die, I will live. Look at your own challenge. I don't know what your challenge is. Your challenge is the biggest thing to you. You understand? It may not be my challenge. That's why you cannot just continue to depend on me. You know, you use the name. You run into the name. You invoke the name. You deploy the name and do it believing. Believe. Hallelujah. Believe in the name. Please touch your neighbor and say, believe in the name. What will you do with the name of Jesus today? What's the problem? If your children are giving you a problem, begin to speak in the name of, say, in the name of Jesus. You know, go to them at night when they're sleeping. Speak to them, say, in the name of Jesus Christ, you begin to function well. Hallelujah. If your body is disturbing you, don't just be reactive and just submit. Don't submit to evil. Don't submit to the devil. I say, don't submit to the devil. Go there. Say, Satan, you have no right in my body and you have no right in my home. I forbid you. I rebuke you. I command you to live in the name of Jesus. Now, let me do this and we'll finish. Anybody, I need a volunteer. Any volunteer? Not you. I have you enough at home to volunteer with. Thank God I don't practice karate. Okay, a volunteer? Yes, anyone? You too. Okay, let's have a drink. So, sorry, can you please tell me your name? Your beautiful name?
Audrey.
Good. So, do you believe that your name is Audrey?
Yes.
You very much believe that your name is Audrey?
Yes.
Think about your own name. Now you go somewhere where nobody has met you. Yeah? And they ask you for your name. And you say it's Audrey. I said, no. They said, no, it's not Audrey. This is your ID card. This is your picture. What we can see on this ID card is Francesca. Amen? It's not Audrey. What are you going to say?
That's not my ID card.
The picture looks like you.
Yeah, but you can get fake ones.
Hallelujah. You know what happens? After 3 days, some people will just say, you know what? Add Francesca to my name. And save the trouble. Hallelujah. That's not true believing. Amen? When you believe, you stand by it. Amen? Then it will deliver you the result. Amen? When you believe, when you command the name of Jesus, stand by it. Be convinced. Be convinced. Hallelujah. Be convinced. And when you're not, the proof that you're convinced is that you're not going to back off from what you said. Yeah? He said, don't worry, I'll just settle for it. First, because it's not too bad. Let's rise up. Let's rise up and pray. The name of the Lord is what? A strong tower. I love it. The righteous. What do they do? I cannot afford not to run into that name. You have to run into it, brother. Yeah? Run, invoke it. Anywhere you are. On land, on sea, under the earth. Anywhere you are, invoke the name. Invoke it. It belongs to you. And it can save you. It can deliver you. It doesn't matter the type of problem. Physical problem, DNA problem, heritage problem, health problem, financial problem, legal problem, whatever problem, emotional problem, family problem, relationship problem, whatever, even national problem, whatever the problem, begin to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus. Now what, I want you to do it now. Begin to invoke that name now. You know, make some personal declaration about specific things in your life. Begin to deal with it with the name of Jesus. And say, in the name of Jesus, I command you to give way. In the name of Jesus, I command you, door to be open. In the name of Jesus, I command you, mountain to move. In the name of Jesus, I command you, problem to turn around. In the name of Jesus, I refuse. I refuse to die. I refuse to be sick. I refuse to be diseased. I refuse to be diseased. My blood is excellent. It's functioning excellently. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I will fulfill the number of my days. I will fulfill my ministry. I refuse to be useless to the kingdom. I refuse it. In the name of Jesus Christ. I refuse to be a problem to myself or to my generation. No, I'm a blessing. I'm a blessing. I'm not a curse. I'm a blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. I refuse to be bound by anything. In the name of Jesus Christ. I refuse to be a victim. I refuse to be defeated. I refuse to walk in wickedness. I walk in righteousness. I bear fruit of righteousness. I bear fruit of righteousness. I flourish. My family flourishes. My children, my wife, they flourish after me. In the name of Jesus. We do the works of Christ. We are a blessing to our world. My health is springing forth. My papers are springing forth. Every paper I need to function in this country is springing forth. Every connection I need. Every connection I need is coming to me. I say, connection can come to you. You don't always have to look for connections. He's coming to me in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, my children, they are doing well. They are flourishing. They are flourishing. They are flourishing. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm strengthened. My strength is not failing. My strength is not failing. My strength is increasing. Hallelujah. I'm not getting old. I'm getting stronger. I'm getting better. That's who I am. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Just give a specific prayer for somebody here, one or two people. Right now, in your life, in your journey right now, you need wisdom about a situation or a problem. I just want you to make that confession quietly, gently, between you and God. Say, I receive wisdom in the name of Jesus. Mention the problem. Mention the situation right now. Just declare it between you and God. And by faith, receive wisdom now. I'm not saying pray and beg for wisdom. I'm saying this moment, receive it. Say, I receive wisdom for this problem now in the name of Jesus. I receive direction for what to do about this problem. Hallelujah. Some people